Let my mouth be full of your praise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, judge eternal, you love justice and hate oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets, to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated now as we listen to the word proclaimed.
The first reading is from Jeremiah. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back, those who prophesy lies, and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What is straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord? Like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 82 responsively. God stands to charge the divine council assembled, giving judgment in the midst of the gods.
How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked?
Save the weak and the orphan, defend the humble and needy. They do not know, neither do they understand. They wander about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods, and all your children of the Most High.
Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any prince.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The second reading is from Hebrews. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all of these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think I have come into the world to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two and two against three, they will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord. The house directly across the street from ours has been on the market for some time, and just recently it was sold. And the new owner was to take possession on the first of the month. So I, being a good neighbor, took my place to watch. I stood by the kitchen window to watch the activity, but also because I'm a good neighbor, I also made cookies. Because that's what a good neighbor does. So I baked cookies and I wrote a nice little welcome note and I kept my watch at the window waiting for that proper time that I would be able to walk across the street and say hi to the new neighbors. Well, I'll tell you, it's not going to happen anytime soon. I had to eat the cookies. The new owner has decided that a few things have to be done in order to get this house ready for occupancy. New ceilings, new floors, new paint, rip out a few walls, new bathroom, new kitchen. I'm not sure when I will see these new neighbors. I think this woman would like this scripture that we just heard. Everything old to be made new again. Division, destruction, cause disruption. Break things apart, make choices, make changes. Well, maybe she would like this scripture, but I know I don't. In fact, if I were a better planner, it would have been this weekend that Pastor Brinkman was preaching for me. Let him wrestle with these tough words. How do you preach that? But here we are. I like the Jesus that we see on Christmas cards, and the gentle Good Shepherd, the healing Jesus, the one who calls us to peace and reconciliation. These words from Luke's Gospel seem harsh, They're about breaking down, about bringing division, about causing disruption. Have you heard the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Last week, when I was on vacation, Don and I had a virtual vacation. We didn't go anywhere, but we pretended we did. We pretended we went to Italy. So on our day in Venice, we went to the bookstore and got out all the travel books from the tour books from Venice and sat for several hours looking through through books. We went to several different cities in Italy via internet, Italian food, a couple operas, movies, and the bookstore. But while I was in the bookstore, I noticed a whole section called Smart Business Practices, and a book caught my eye that was titled, If It Ain't Broke, Break It. So I looked at the cover, and the author is offering a challenge to corporate leaders to think of in new ways about the traditional ways of practices in business, attitudes, and break those things that aren't working and build up new. Figure out what needs to be changed, what needs to be tossed out in order to have even smarter business practices. Well, that's Jesus' challenge to us. That's the challenge that we hear in this gospel today. So what is it that needs to be broken? What needs to be rooted out and changed? What needs to have a new perspective? Jesus says to us in our gospel today, break it. In our society, there are acceptable ways of thinking and ways of behaving. We've grown accustomed to certain attitudes and behaviors that need to be broken. Prejudice, selfishness, materialism, exclusivism. These are some attitudes and that lead to behaviors that have become almost second nature for us. They need to be smashed and rebuilt into something new. You know, we're pretty good at building walls and making divisions, building up barriers. But today's scripture calls us to break down those walls, to turn everything upside down, to look at our lives and our world and see what needs to be broken. I look at our society, the world at large, and I see a lot that needs to be broken. The way we use our natural resources, the way we treat people who are different from us, the delivery system of health care and education and food for the poor, our whole political system. There's a lot that needs to be broken. But it's not just society. It's not just in the world that needs to be broken of its bad habits, its behaviors and attitudes. There are unconverted places in our own lives. We have attitudes and mindsets that guide us. The way we look at the world, the way we approach life, the attitudes and behaviors that form us. What needs to be broken there? I see a lot of needs, a lot of things in my own life that need to be broken. My life and my relationships. How about you? Anything in your life need to be broken? Anything in your way you look at the world and the, look at others and your relationships, your mindset, your approach to life? Anything in your life need to be broken or changed? If we are true followers of Jesus, we need to take this scripture seriously and look. We can't just keep things the way they are. The followers of Jesus are called to so much more than that. Don has tried to watch TV during the day, and he has found that there is quite a wasteland on daytime TV. There are programs where it seems that the whole objective of the program is to get people to fight with one another. And then there's all those court TV programs where people sue one another over a pair of jeans or over a tank of gas. Is that our mindset? Is that our world? Always at each other? We need to break it. We need to turn it upside down to reverse those attitudes. Jesus says, challenge it, break it. Turn it upside down. Break the cycle of prejudice and selfishness that pervade our society. We even see it in our youth. There's hatred and animosity, greed and materialism that take over our hearts and our minds. Too often we just look at others and look for the worst, and we keep scratching at them until we find a negative. Jesus says, break it. Break that attitude. Maybe it's a sense of cynicism that needs to be broken. The world's a mess. It's just the way it is. There's no sense trying to change it. Jesus says, break that attitude. Or the attitude of pessimism. You listen to country western music, you know that attitude is pervasive. I've been down so long, it seems like up to me. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Break out of it, Jesus says. Turn it over. Jesus, the peacemaker, the one who knows us and who loves us, says to us, I have come to break those attitudes, those behaviors, those mindsets that you hold on to. He challenges us to not let the status quo be. I've come to bring new life, new ways of thinking and doing. Jesus lights a fire in our hearts when we least expect it. We think we've got it all figured out. We think we know what it means to be Christian, to be a follower of Jesus. And then it gets all turned upside down. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus says. And then he says, I have not come to bring peace, but division. We have a God of love. And yet Jesus says, I've come to rain down fire in your lives. It looks like the God of peace and love has turned into the God of division and judgment. The Jesus of harmony and accord is now the Jesus of conflict and change. Which Jesus are we supposed to believe? Well, there is only one. That Jesus is calling us today to break what needs to be broken. And it's through God's most amazing grace that we can do that, that we are called to this life of change and transformation. We are gifted and graced with the ability to break what needs to be broken in our society and in our own lives. We're not supposed to. We're not to sit back and say, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We are to say, if it ain't broke, break it, change it. Each step of our Christian journey is a new opportunity to make a difference, to break down the walls and the barriers that prevent the kingdom from being built in our lives and in the lives of those around us. We who are the baptized, the precious children of God, are equipped to be change agents in the world. And we don't have to do it alone. In baptism, we are united with the body of Christ, with the family of God, with the promises of God. And God has promised to strengthen us, to forgive us, to give us courage and hope. Break it. But you don't have to break it alone, for there is one who is standing with you to nourish you with his own body and blood, to give you hope for the future and strength for today. When you come forward for communion today, think also of all of those other hands that are reaching out for that same hope, that same strength, that same forgiveness and love, who are standing with you to also break down what needs to be broken. Break it. We can do it, but we don't have to do it alone. And ultimately, it's not we who do it, it's He. Trust in the promise of God's most amazing grace in your life to make those changes that are necessary to make. Amen.